Well, you see, I haven't been out there in it in a long time, but I don't know whether it made any changes or not.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, his hat, it was a, there was a big family of them raised there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just put down a five-room house.
Had a, I think, don't have upstairs, did it?
No, honey, it didn't have no upstairs.
I got food that looked like it was.
No,
it, they
built
the
houses higher than
right.
We did
now. Real tall. Mm-hmm.
Most of them had such tall chimneys. Yeah. They had big high chimneys up, you know.
Yeah.
And they carried on up to the top of the house to kind of give the chimney a scotch.
Yeah, and then they just built the high ceilings, and when people had quilting hooks then, they had a place
to pull
things up to, didn't they? You know, some of them were built with the kitchen on the house, and some of them, of course, now see, this may not have been that long ago, still had the kitchen built back off, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering
now,
about.
That there, it had a kitchen built off out there. And then they had a little house built back out in the, a little out of the yard, you know, backyard. And they had old blind nigger stayed there. He stayed with Grandpa for years. And he always raised tobacco.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the chimneys, of course, everybody heats and does everything else different. But when they heated with fireplaces, did you ever have to do a lot of work around getting the fireplace ready?
Well, I used to whitewash them, take care of them, clean them up. Yep. Yeah.
People don't know what white mud and whitewash is,
no? No, honey.
Bringing in
and
wood.
We had our good water to drink, well water.
That's right.
Now we have city water. Not yet as good as me and him went, was it last week or week before? Out to Mount Zion and got us some out of spring.
Just went out and got you some spring water.
That's right. And they, you see the city, they have to put stuff in the water once in a while to keep it purified. And when they do that, we just can't understand.
Sometimes it gets right strong. When you whitewash the fireplace, did you do all this part around here and out? What all parts did y'all whitewash when you did yours?
Well, see, they had a wide hearth to keep the floor from catching fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it off out on each side, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built a mantelpiece. They call them, don't have none now, but they, my people all call them mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all where the chimney was part was built and the hearth, we kept white mud and I kept it clean.
Now you see, I know about that because I did it when I was a little girl, but you know, some people even went way back inside. You know what
I'm
talking
about? No, I didn't.
And cleaned all the...
We cleaned the sun out of it.
Yeah, inside.
But,
and
there was a place
about
that wide on each side, inside of the fireplace. I kept it white more.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, even in the summer, of course, they'd clean it up different from when they had to keep it going all in the winter. What did y'all burn in yours?
Wood. That plenty of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oak, hickory, and any kind of, they drove in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And there was plenty of wood. Of course, they've got to cut out now and all making lumber out of it, so it's not so plentiful now.
No.
But I didn't know anything about nothing but a wood fire till I married.
Didn't know what coal was.
No.
What did you use to start yours with?
We had fat lot of
life.
I heard him say the other day, his daddy, go 10 miles, get lot and start a fire.
I don't know where you'd even find any of that, do you?
Well,
imagine anybody'd know what it was.
When they come through here with the water sewage, right by the big old sewage pipe, they cut down one of the pines down here. And you know it wasn't no time that thing turned into lot.